Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing for the second day of Kislev. Yesterday we started chapter 6, so today we are in Perek Vav, Mishnah Beit, the second Mishnah here. Bechen, and also, so this refers back to what we learned yesterday, that any sort of bia, any sort of intimate relationship, the kind a husband and wife normally have, will affect the Yibum marriage between the surviving brother and the widow. Recall yesterday we said even if this is where they're not fully aware of what they're doing or there's a mistake, for instance, Tamar and Yehuda back in Genesis, famously Tamar knew what she was doing and was trying to affect a Yibum relationship, and Yehuda had no idea and thought she was not in the running for Yibum at all. So Mishnah Bet expands this concept that any intimate act is legally sufficient. V'chein habal achat mikol ha'arayot shebatorah. And so too, any sort of intimate relationship which is forbidden by the Torah, what's called an erva, an arayot. Arayot just being the plural of erva. So any act of intimacy brings culpability if it's a sinful relationship. Kagon almana l'kohen gadol. For example, a widow trying to marry a kohen gadol in this way, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, a woman who was divorced or received a chalitza, is not allowed to marry even a regular kohen. Mamzeret Natina Liyisroel, somebody who is the product of an illegitimate relationship, which we call a Mamzer, a female's Mamzeret, or Natina. These are the tribes that faked being not local. They showed up in the days of Yehoshua, and they claimed to be from a foreign land and sought to convert, but they actually were a tribe of Canaanites who were not allowed to convert. We mentioned that later on in history, in the times of King David, they showed their true colors by demanding a very harsh, bloody punishment for the children of Shaul HaMelech, and a decree was made that they really cannot intermarry with the regular Kohal, the regular main body of the Jewish people. And so too, Bat Yisrael LeMamzer LeNatin, and so too, a Jewish girl with a Mr. Mamzer, or a man from the Natinim tribe. Natim is also the Givonim, Psoloh. This becomes puzzle through the act of intimacy, any act of intimacy. So this word pisolo means she's no longer allowed to marry a Kohen, a Jewish girl, even a Bat Yisrael, who has an illegal marriage, an illegal intimate relationship, can no longer then marry a Kohen after that. This Mishnah also applies to give lashes. If somebody is doing such an illegal marriage that some of them are punishable by a lav, by lashes, then that would apply here too. The Mishka clues, as it did yesterday, lo velo haluk bein bia labia. We don't differentiate between one act of intercourse and the similar act done in a more unnatural and abnormal way. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel, omano lekohen gadol, the widow who wants to marry the high priest, which is illegal. Grusha chalutz lekohen hediot, a divorcee or chalutzei to a regular kohen, mina erusin lo yochlu betruma. Once they receive the first stage of marriage called Erusin or Kiddushin, we call that's giving the ring or giving the value or a document stating they're married, from then on she cannot eat Truma. Now a regular Bat Yisrael or Bat Levi who marries a Kohen is entitled to eat Truma, but we're talking here about the daughter of a Kohen who ate Truma growing up, and she could still eat Truma if she married a Yisrael and then that marriage ended and without children she went back to the father's house. But here, since the marriage she's entering into, even though the man is a Kohen as well, and her father's a Kohen, you know, both of them theoretically would entirely eat Truma. Since it's an illegal marriage, from Erus in the first stage of marriage, she can no longer eat Truma. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, they do allow her to continue eating Truma. And this is only during the first stage of marriage when they're not living together as husband and wife. Once they move in together or have an intimate relationship together, they would no longer allow it. And she's eating truma here through her father. Nit armelu, if these women became widowed, o nit garshu, or became divorced from their legal marriage, mina nisuin pesulot. If they had already done nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage, we call it chuppah, you know, when you make the big feasts and the party and everything, and then they start living together in the same house. So if they've already had that level, then they can no longer eat truma. Mina erusin kesherot. But if they only had the first stage of marriage, and then there's a death or divorce of the husband of the illegal marriage, then they can go back to eating truma through her father. Yasher koach and zay gesund.